That's a catchphrase. I've never heard a pickup line. A news-related pickup line. Them newscasting lips.
No. What's happening? Oh, no! No! That's a racist show.
Oh my god.
Banter, banter. Moon Knight.
Moon Knight.
Released a sneak peek poster.
Uh-huh.
Looks pretty cool.
Who's Moon Knight?
Moon Knight.
Is it white Batman? I don't.
White Batman? No, he has a moon, not a bat. I know.
So.
Could get confusing, but it's a moon. It's not a. He gets his powers from the moon, not from bats.
Okay. Okay.
But yeah, so.
Radioactive moon.
Radioactive. Wouldn't the moon naturally be red? Never mind. So, what happens is he was part of like the CIA and then he joined the Marines. So, he's like well trained in those areas.
Mm-hmm.
He goes on a mercenary mission and gets stuck in Sudan and uncovers an artifact,
mm-hmm.
which was the Egyptian moon god. And the artifact is how he got his powers. And so he has like super strength, super abilities, all that kind of stuff.
Hmm.
But it waxes and wanes with the moon. So on a full moon, he's the strongest, and then different moons give him different abilities.
Oh, so he's a werewolf.
Yeah. Okay. A were-Batman wolf. Because he's very Batman-ish.
Very Batman-ish.
Most of his villains are like street level, like serial killers.
Oh, okay.
Those kind of villains and stuff like that.
Oh, okay. I mean, with all that power, like, why not, I don't know.
With great power comes great responsibility.
I guess.
But I know the first time I saw him, I used to watch Avengers, mm-hmm. Earth's Mightiest Heroes, and I think that's the right show. But either way, they went into the battle world, where basically it was like the Void in Loki.
Mm-hmm. So
it was like a bunch of random Marvel stuff there,
mm-hmm.
different parts of Earth, different time periods, all that kind of stuff. And the heroes got trapped in there. Moon Knight was already there, and he was the hero that like kind of helped the Avengers figure out what's going on and get past it and all that stuff.
Okay.
But very Batman-esque character, but he's kind of sometimes an archaeologist and CIA and government secret kind of guy too. But
oh, and jack of all trades.
Yeah. But I mean,
that being said, the jack of all trades is the master of none.
Exactly. But what do you think? So look at Moon Knight. You think he's like the Marvel's answer for Batman?
I thought we already had that with Iron Man.
Or Captain America?
Yeah.
They do that. Daredevil. Daredevil's the Batman too?
Yeah.
The blind Batman?
Yeah.
He uses sonar.
They
have like a bat, Mr. Wayne.
Marvel has a bunch of Batmans.
Yeah. And then come to think of it, they got a few Supermans too.
Hyperion.
Thor, kind of, in a sense.
Pretty much, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen and everything in between, welcome to Leave Your Powers at the Door. I'm your host, The Roscoe, at my co-host, Chris? Cue the band.
1, 2, 3, 4.
So, Chris, what's your power today?
What's my power for today?
Yeah, you first.
Why is it I'm always the first one?
I was the first one the last few times. You always catch me off guard.
Exactly.
No. Ladies and gentlemen. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen.
I forgot completely after that drink.
Oh, no. I don't have one either.
How do you not have a power for today?
How do you not have one?
Because you don't. There you go. This is still better.
All right. Tell you what. Today, I am feeling like Pikachu.
Yeah.
I was messing around with some electronics in the house today, and I actually did shock myself a little bit. And then it stings a lot more than you would think.
Okay, yeah. And taking a page out of your book.
Yeah.
My power for today, Static Shock.
Oh, well then. What happened to you?
No, just I've been having a lot of Static Shock for some reason lately, and it's really weird when you have wood
been
floors.
Been dragging your feet across the carpet?
I have all wood floors.
Oh, no. Questions need answering.
And so, like, classic Static Shock. So, the little battery that goes in the responder for my key is dead. Right. So, like, the little buttons don't work.
Uh-huh.
But if I hold a fist around it for a few seconds, I press a button, it works.
Huh.
Yeah.
Oh, hey. I mean, we as human beings always constantly have like a somewhat electrical field around us at all times.
Yeah, electromagnetic field around everybody. Yeah, everything actually.
Yeah.
Anything that's physical. So cool.
So we got the third piece of the Harley Quinn series coming on August 6th.
Yep, Suicide Squad 2.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Do you think it's going to be better or worse than the first? Because honestly, the first one wasn't that great to me.
Yeah, the first one, I think, was okay until the villain. I think the villain was a big letdown. Like, that big conflict at the end, the climax, I think that was a big letdown. And this time they have, is it Starro?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, like, I think if they do it right, which from the trailers, it looks like it's right. He's as big as a building. He has all the features that the comic book has. So long as that fight doesn't get cheesy, I think they got it.
Yeah. Because like when Diablo turned into that devil thing in the first one, I was like, what is happening?
Well, I mean, you saw it coming the whole movie, because the whole movie he kept commenting on he's holding back. He doesn't want to hurt people, X, Y, Z. So then when everything's on the table, of course he powers up and he's like an equal match for her. Like,
yeah. But yeah, I'm going to see it. Is it going to be on HBO? All that theatrical or...
I think they're going to keep going with the trade they've been doing where it's a theatrical and HBO Max.
Gotcha.
We'll just have to see what happens, see what they release it on. I think it's worth going to the movies for. I think they need to get back to just movie releases, and then if it's going to be on HBO Max, it comes out, you know, like in that red box era, like before DVD, but after theater in that little hole.
All right, yeah, sounds good.
But and so, like, speaking of things we got coming up, in the comic book world, we got Batman 89 coming August the 10th.
Okay.
Coming up with some new Batman. And then in the TV world, we got Stargirl Season 2 coming August 10th as well.
Uh-huh.
Titans Season 3 coming the 12th. Which, when Season 1 came out, I thought it was going to flop. But, as you get in a few episodes.
I mean, that's most series anyway. Give it a
favorite
few.
Scene ever. The F Batman scene. Did you see that one?
Yeah. That's all the trailer for that. On, yeah.
He beats like a whole, like, they show up and it's like, and they see Robin and they're like, Where's Batman? And then he beats all of them up. It's like, fuck Batman. That was pretty cool. But yeah, Season 3 coming the 12th. And then Venom 2 set to come out the 24th. And that second trailer, what do you think about that?
The second trailer looked a lot. I love seeing like what they're doing with Carnage.
Yes.
Like the CGI, like, man, it's nothing like it was in The Mummy Returns.
But that was going to be my first comment was, yeah, Carnage looks great.
It looks great. I'm excited to see the funny interactions with Venom and Eddie Brock. Cause they seem to be finally on a team now, but I mean,
I want to see that full scene because when he saw the trailer, he's like, oh no, that's a red one.
Like, come on, buddy.
Like, what's up with the red one? What does that mean? Like, is Venom afraid of Carnage?
I don't know. We'll have to find out.
That'd be pretty cool to see. But speaking of Venom, think we ever see that Venom Spider-Man, Spider-Man black suit and that whole storyline?
If the Marvel overlords and Mickey Mouse, the overlord of everything else, can come to an agreement. I mean,
if the rulers of Earth and the rulers of the galaxy can come to an agreement.
Right. I mean, they've worked things out with Tom Holland, I mean, the whole reason we're getting another Spider-Man and all that is, they came to some agreement at some point. Yeah. So maybe they can find something.
But it's like, you got to get three conglomerates to agree. To get that off,
Sony, Disney, and Marvel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I could see it happening. I could see it happening. They did already say Morbius was supposed to be part of the Venomverse. Hmm. And then the Morbius trailer shows Michael Keaton, which we assume would be the Vulture.
Yeah.
So maybe they're already working it out.
Maybe they have, and we
just
don't
wait
know
for it.
It
all to connect. Oh, yeah. You want to do it? Okay.
Oh, toodles. Oh, man.
But yeah, speaking of legal issues.
Yes.
Black Widow. What's going on?
She's trying to sue the mouse.
She's trying to get that money, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. So, what did happen?
Well, so what happened was, from what I've seen, is Black Widow signed a contract for her movie. And yeah, she's like executive producer and all that kind of stuff. Most of her money was going to come out of the theatrical sales, like the ticket sales in the movie theater.
Right.
And so her argument is when they release it on Disney Premiere at the same time as it's in theaters, some people might sit at home and pay that premiere price and watch it instead, and that will cause her to lose money on ticket sales. And so she's suing them for that extra bit of money. And then I think Kevin Feige came out, which he's like the head of Disney, and said, you know, he's just kind of embarrassed and upset about the situation, but it looks like he's backing her.
Mm.
And then on top of that, Disney came out and made a statement saying she's still making money off the streams, and they're kind of like, okay, you got enough money, just shut up. But it's still a lawsuit, and I think at the end of the day, Disney just has to find
her number. People are sharing their username and password. Like, for example, one person buys the movie for the rest of whoever,
yeah,
and they're sharing their password. That's technically, like, they see that as, like, one person watching.
Yeah, and then rewatches and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, like, if you had, like, it's $30, right? So,
right.
Yeah, one person, I don't know why they would do this, but if you have one person watch the movie, like, 31 times, that 31st time
look,
starts
look,
to...
Scarlett Johansson, that's why they're watching it 31 times. That's why they're watching it.
For the pose that Elena teased about. That's why they watch it 31 times. They just want to see the
look,
pose.
Look, Yelena carried that movie, honestly.
She was
her and
so
the Red Guardian.
Much personality. Like, yeah. He was okay. He was kind of like, yeah, but like, she did carry that movie. Mm. Like, oh my gosh.
It's so like funny. Kano carried Mortal Kombat. Like, there's always that that one character that makes a movie. Like, being like, you know what? It was watchable because of this one character.
And then looking at that movie, come to think of it, in the Marvel Universe, low Earth orbit has to be crowded.
Okay.
You have the
Red Room.
Helicarriers. Helicarriers, there you go. The Triskelion is what they took down, but it was a helicarrier. Yeah, and so you got the helicarriers, you have the Red Room.
Floating up there. How long has that been up there?
Like, since what, Cold War era?
Yeah.
Basically. And then you have the Skrull ship, which basically around the same time.
I mean, I feel like they're further up.
Yeah.
I feel like the Skrulls.
And then you have Sword. So what, are they all in a line?
Yeah, you got the stratosphere, the metasphere, the ozone layer, you know, it's all, I didn't pay attention in biology.
Clearly not. And then the question raises, which I think was the purpose of the Black Widow movie, is what else is out there? So there's probably some more stuff up there in orbit, some more stuff going on Earth that you just haven't seen yet. But
all I need was just I was expecting some Thunderbolt action happening in there, and I thought it was going to be with Ross, but I thought it was going to be Ross turning into the Red Hulk, but then it would just turn out like, hey, Yelena, come with me, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, Yelena, and now they have what? Yelena, the bad Captain America.
She's going to go get Zemo. She's going to go get
Zemo.
She's going to go get him.
Who else?
She has
have?
To.
Abomination.
Ooh. Stop. Red Hulk.
If he ever comes. Like, that would be such a cool movie because he keeps talking about his freaking triple bypasses and heart attacks. So let his mortal health be in danger, and that's why he does it.
Yeah.
And then the Red Hulk is holding back, you know, the damage to his heart.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be cool.
I mean, you know, or you could just put an arc reactor in his chest. I don't know. I don't.
They
got to
explain the Red Hulk. He has that thing where he like overheats and he literally starts to catch fire as he gets madder and madder.
Oof.
So like, that would explain that as his heart gets overworked, then the super serum that he took to try to counteract and keep his heart from failing heats his body up, and that's, you know, that explains the red
Hulk. You think Ross and Abomination would get along? Like, you saw the Incredible Hulk. Like,
just the way that Ross walks around, if you give him any Hulk-like powers, it's not getting along with him. It's following him. Like, he's going to murder anybody.
Because the Red Hulk is the leader of the Thunderbolts.
Exactly. And nobody's going to question that. Once he becomes a Red Hulk,
you know what?
He'd have the government backing, the power of a mini Hulk, and then the Red Hulk, for whatever reason, carries guns. But, like, and then when he gets mad, he gets hot.
Yeah.
Like,
him. Frank Castle, we haven't seen anything with that, but I saw the actor that played Wilson Fisk in the Daredevil series has been talking to Marvel Studios.
Yeah, they're trying to bring the Kingpin into, like,
because
Marvel
Armor
Universe.
Wars is coming, and we know we're gonna see Frank Castle. It's gonna be essentially Frank Castle and I almost said Bucky for some reason. Iron Man sidekick.
War Machine. There we
yeah,
go.
War Machine. So we're going to see some Frank Castle pretty soon. I mean, I don't know.
So
when.
Who else you think? So we know there's going to be Justin Hammer is going to be part of it. But
yeah, Justin Hammer's going to be there.
He's not going to be on the level of Frank Castle.
No, not at all.
And War Machine. But you think we might see Green Goblin come in there?
I mean, it's
a Norman
possible.
Osborn with some
it's
type
possible.
Of armor.
I mean, depending on what they do with I mean, because No Way Home is definitely going to come out before Armor Wars, timeline wise and everything.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll see some. And they are setting up the Sinister Six in No Way Home.
Setting up, or they're going to have them in there,
bringing them forth. Okay. Yeah, because we've seen the Vulture, we've seen Mysterio, we saw the Rhino.
We saw Shocker.
We know Jamie Foxx and Doc Ock have been confirmed coming out.
Did you say Mysterio?
Mysterio. That's eight. That's a sentence of eight.
But, like, when you list off those villains.
Like, Tom Holland, he gonna need some help.
I was gonna say, at least half of them are what they call Avengers level threat.
Yes.
Good gracious.
Electro alone.
But then that's the whole thing. And we know that
Like the Vulture, that's like a Iron Man. The Vulture shows up. Iron Man and him are flying around the city until
Iron
Man catches
him. Yeah, the
Vulture
is a low budget Iron Man,
right? Electro,
the Tinker is still out there, so he's gonna upgrade
still out there.
Anybody.
The Rhino, the Hulk can just stop him. Honestly, Thor can. Black Widow and Hawkeye might have some trouble with Rhino, but you know, like all these like
crazy
level like. These characters are destroying city blocks. Not individually, but Doc Ock will, like, and I put a nuke right here that I built in my lab. Also, there are 10 of them surrounding the city. Good luck. You know?
Yeah, at least we know Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire coming in to help.
We'll
That'd
see.
Be cool.
We'll see.
I want to see Miles Morales show up in that movie. That needs to be, like, you know how they always have something they keep away. You don't see it in a trailer, so a big surprise for the movie. That's it. I want to see, what's his name? Glover.
Donald Glover.
There we go. Yeah.
Play
Miles Morales. Yeah.
Because in.
Because he plays
Far
the Prowler
from home,
in Far From Home, kind of.
Yeah. He says, I have a little nephew that lives not far from here.
Yeah.
And he's Miles' uncle.
Yeah, but. Yeah, I guess they can't double cast, huh? Alternate reality.
I mean, look, in Donald Glover's early stand-up comedy specials, he was joking about, like, yeah, make Donald Glover the Black Spider-Man. He's funny. Oh, so I guess, I mean, he got to be in a Spider-Man movie, finally. All right, so
once upon a time,
on the faraway planet that lived. An ogre. Yeah, his best friend was a donkey.
In a galaxy far, far away, a long time ago.
Always
happens. Long time ago.
It always happens. And then Ghost Rider shows up, played by Norman Reedus. I think Norman Reedus would be a great Ghost Rider.
I could see it. I want to see him get a little bit more shape. Cause
I mean, he got in shape for He did a video game recently with Hideo Kojima. Hideo Kojima is the guy who wrote Metal Gear Solid. Snake? Ah, Snake? Yeah. Yeah.
Game that taught me how to smoke cigarettes. And hide in the cardboard boxes of cigarettes. What the?
Okay. Hey, that cardboard box is really suspicious, but never mind.
That was a monster in Snake on the PS1, I think it was.
Yeah.
Metal Gear Solid, rather. Not Snake.
Yeah. Dude. Oh, God. But no, Norman Reedus, I mean, he got in decent shape. I mean, with Walking Dead, he was even somewhat in shape. In Boondock Saints, he was a lot younger, but in Boondock Saints, he was a little bit in shape.
In Walking Dead, you know, and we're talking about Daryl here, he was that kind of like everyday grown man shape.
Yeah.
Like, he wasn't like a superhero kind of fitness. He was kind of like, you know, you might bump into him at Walmart, get in a fight, it's going to be a lot to handle.
Right. I mean, Nicolas Cage wasn't in shape.
Did his crossbow come from Walmart?
Probably.
Nicolas Cage didn't have to be in shape.
Because Nicolas Cage.
His acting was so bad, you didn't even think about.
He was on that Marvel DC diet plan. they just threw him in there.
I just said, like, now Nicolas Cage, he has a lot of great movies, but Ghost Rider is not one of them. It's not. Sorry.
I will watch him steal the Declaration of Independence 10 more times before I see him in another superhero movie.
Exactly.
Oh, man.
Or watch him Fear into the Future.
Yeah.
Next.
Oh, no.
Or wasn't he in Knowing as well?
He was in Knowing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He was in Kick-Ass with Ralph Boner.
Oh, yeah, he was awesome in that.
Yeah. Like, he played that Batman-esque character.
Batman-esque. He was more like Owlman, wasn't he?
Yeah, like, I mean, I don't really know a lot about Watchmen, so probably.
He's a little more violent.
That's another copycat of Batman.
What's his name, like Big Daddy or something like
that? Yeah, his name was Big Daddy. Yep.
Call me Big Daddy. Big Daddy arrested you today.
Oh, no. So, a little bit more news. We know Adam Warlock is coming in Guardians 3.
Finally.
After
being teased so much.
So long ago.
Because they had an Easter egg of like the comic version of the cocoon, the original cocoon, in, was it Guardians 1?
Guardians
or
2.
Was it Thor? Guardians 2?
Yeah.
No, I'm not talking about that Easter egg. When they go to see the collector, in his room, there's this weird looking cocoon thing that looks like the comic version of Adam Warlock's cocoon.
Oh.
He has it in his vault.
He's a bug?
And then at the end of, well, it's like a more of an organic caterpillar to a butterfly cocoon looking thing. But then, of course, yeah, in Guardians 2 at the end, they show the actual, what would they call? The golden people?
Yeah, I don't know. The golden people.
They show they had their actual chamber built for him. And then I think that's a way better setup because they show in the movie that this is society that creates people for specific purposes and they fulfill that purpose and they make a perfect society in their own eyes. And so for them to make Adam Warlock specifically to destroy the Guardians of the Galaxy. Yeah. Yeah. I think that's a really cool, cause he has to be powerful because he's going to be beating a group of five who have beat a Celestial. They beat Ronan with a Power Stone, you know,
They
helped Thanos beat the Avengers.
okay. Nebula helped.
Okay. Yeah, it was like, all right. So Gamora gave him the Soul Stone. Star-Lord
punched
gave him the battle
out of,
on Titan.
Yeah.
Who else was there? Rocket and Groot held it down. They did all right.
Yeah.
I want to see Groot go one-on-one with Thanos. No Infinity Gauntlet. I want to see that fight.
Oh, just wrap him up.
No, Thanos is breaking through that. He's got super strength and durability, and he can fight. Like,
look. All those
Gamora
branches survived a plane crash,
that's
the ship crash, you know?
But at the same hand, you saw what Gamora did to Groot in Guardians 1 at the beginning. Yeah. So, there's a saying, like, Thanos can chop him down, but he can regenerate. Like, who wins that fight? Like,
I don't know.
And then you saw what he did in Infinity War when he met Captain America. He was like,
Steve
Rogers. He's like,
yeah, just skewered like five monsters.
I am Steve Rogers.
I love how there was like a moment of laughter in the midst of all that chaos, you know?
And it's like only
something
Thor,
Marvel can
only
do.
Thor and Captain America could do that. I'm sorry, like that little piece.
Oh yeah, the hammer situation.
He's like, you got a haircut. He's like, I see you have a beard. In Infinity War, the first one, they had a moment.
Yeah.
And only did somebody so level like those two are. Like, because for a normal human, Captain America is way off the charts.
Yeah.
So, and then Thor, that battle wasn't as serious for them as it was for everybody else. I know I'm going to survive this battle. The question is, are we going to win it? Like,
right. And then in Endgame, when they switched hammers, like, no.
You take the little one.
Yeah. But anyway, back to Adam Warlock. So Zac Efron is going to be Adam Warlock.
Is it an allergy medicine or?
No, that's, Zac Efron, High School Musical. Troy from High School Musical.
Oh.
He's been way more other things since High School Musical.
That's his name? I always thought. Oh, no. That's
he was in Magic Mike.
Okay, I haven't seen that. And I like to go on a record to say that I haven't seen that.
Yeah, you have. If you have a girlfriend, you've seen Magic Mike.
I didn't have a girlfriend when it came out.
Okay.
And started this relationship most recently. I told her that was one of the prerequisites. I was like, I will never watch Magic Light. What's the other one? Moonlight. Anything to that reference.
50 Shades of Grey.
I won't even watch that scene in Twilight when they're up in the mountains. Don't ask me.
Fun fact, all of Twilight is on Netflix right now.
Fun fact, I will not be watching Netflix.
Wait. Weren't you there with me when I went to go see Twilight with some people?
Is that the night we almost got in a fight in the parking lot?
We almost did get in a fight in the parking lot.
That's why I won't watch. You go see Twilight, you're going to get a fight with a man in the parking lot after that movie. It's inevitable.
He's up to it. I don't even remember what happened. We were just vibing out, and we almost got in a fight with these guys. But anyway, so yeah, Zac Efron, Adam Warlock.
I confuse him with, what's the guy that played Norman Osborn's son? He played Harry in the Sam Raimi series, The Spider-Man. I always confuse Zac Efron. I always thought of him as the little brother of that guy because he has a little brother to act, right?
Yes, he does.
I can't remember.
James Franco.
There we go. So Franco has a little brother, and when you said Zac Efron, that's the picture I thought of for some reason, but yeah.
Yo, you were thinking about Dave Franco.
Yeah.
He was in this really good movie called
He's in a really good movie called Good.
Yeah, called Yeah, it's by Jordan Peele.
Talk about simplistic title. God knows that's a Family Guy joke.
It was called Nerve.
This is the movie by Jordan Peele. It was a black guy sitting at an elevator with a little white girl sitting in the elevator. He's like, That's a trailer right there.
That's a trailer.
Do you get on the elevator or do you take the steps? You're going
Clearly taking the steps leads to, you know, Loki going through getting caught by the TVA.
Exactly. Oh man, so the title's and the trailer just shows the Hulk in the elevator like maximum capacity. Take the stairs.
Damn it, I did it again. So anyway, so also as far as movies and TV shows go, lady known as Lisa Grace will be playing Barbara Gordon in HBO's Batgirl.
Okay.
That being said, we're also getting, I can't find the actor right now, but Dick Grayson, meaning Robin/Nightwing. Mm-hmm. Is coming to an HBO series as well. So
he's getting his own HBO series?
DC is like picking up on the, hey, these mini things that Marvel is doing is kind of working. Yeah.
And also, it's almost like DC finally watched one of their own movies.
Yeah.
Because if you watch Teen Titans Go to the Movies.
Yo, Teen Titans Go
exactly
to the Movies.
What it's about.
Okay, real quick. When they were like, oh my God. When they ran into Slade Wilson, they were like, oh my God, it's Deadpool. No, I'm Slade. Like, oh my God, no, you're totally Deadpool. You use swords? Yeah. You use guns? Yeah.
You're Deadpool.
My thing that got me though was like, so they're in the movie and they're watching all the previews for the movies that are gonna come out. Mm. It was like, he's been with Batman since the beginning. And they go to this whole rant and then like it's about the butler.
Yeah.
And it's not Robin's movie. And then they go through another trailer. Like, this one's been there even longer. And it's the Batmobile.
Oh,
Robin
no.
was not getting
the
his
Batmobile
movie.
Got his own. Oh my God. Hey Chris, what's your favorite Batmobile?
Favorite Batmobile
from all the way George Clooney, like all of them. Like,
I don't know. I mean, like, I really like the tank Batmobiles a
okay,
lot.
Christian Bale Batmobile
and Ben Affleck's. But then,
oh yeah, that too. Yeah.
At the same hand, growing up in that era, watching Michael Keaton and George Clooney, that classic comic Batman Batmobile.
Yeah,
it's something about it just so cool. It's like, this guy doesn't care about modern times. He's gonna.
Oh man, the Batman video games, the Dark Knight video games on the PS4, that one. The specifically the Gotham Knight tank with the Red Hood. You're fighting Jason Todd and the Red Hood. Blah 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 blah. That Batmobile had to be like my favorite. It has so much health. It has so much health. Like, as soon as you think you're about, oh man, I'm gonna die right now if I don't get out of this. Nope, you don't. You just keep gunning them down. Oh man. But anyway, so yeah, we're gonna get Barbara Gordon and Nightwing on HBO really soon. I'm
excited. I think that'll be a good story to tell. I hope they do it well because, you know, Barbara Gordon.
Are they going to start with Barbara Gordon getting shot in the spine by the Joker?
Shock value. I say, yeah. I say, go for
Episode
it.
Episode one. Just bam.
Yeah.
Here we go, guys. This is a show.
But I'm more interested to see, because as a show, I want to see how it works out, the fact that Commissioner Gordon is her father.
Yeah.
I want to see, you know what I mean? The cops are dead. You're a vigilante. And, you know, the cops are kind of after you, but then, you know, Commissioner Gordon is kind of for the vigilante thing because he's dealt with Batman before.
Yeah.
I think it'll make an interesting story.
Yeah. We'll see. Any news on Shang-Chi?
Shang-Chi, yeah. Have you seen the most recent trailer?
Yeah.
With the fighting tournament, they show, apparently it looks like Wong is fighting Abomination.
We don't really see if it's Wong, but we see like the same color robes and we see the Doctor Strange hand symbols.
Oh, obviously something went Wong. Okay, like
shut up. Love Wong. Like, look, he was there with the Hulk, Iron Man, and Doctor Strange when Ebony Maw and the big guy. Whose name I can never remember.
Call Obsidian?
Yeah, Call Obsidian. That's why I can never
remember. I think of his name because I think it's Obsidious. How big that motherfucker is.
But, like, Wong was like, so after Doctor Strange got captured, Wong was like, nah, I'm staying here, dog.
Well, I mean, he kept it real, like, regardless what is going on with the Infinity Stones, they're still mystical threats. And so he had to protect the same.
I mean, if Doctor Strange was gone and the Ancient One was gone, Wong was the only one there.
Yeah, to protect.
What happened to that black guy?
He protects a different Sanctum.
Okay.
And there are like three of them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think he was still,
he was still in the original.
But then his brother, Dr. Voodoo, which I'm very excited. I hope they come out with that soon.
Oh.
Is the one that comes and becomes a Sorcerer Supreme.
Anytime
someone
talks about Voodoo, I immediately think about the Voodoo man from The Princess and the Frog.
And Dr. Voodoo, I think he's from New Orleans as well.
Hey, you know.
But like, so is Dr. Voodoo and his brother Daniel, which brother Daniel is the one, the bald headed black guy that you saw get killed.
Okay.
In the first Doctor Strange.
Okay.
And so the idea is after he died, Dr. Voodoo kind of captured his soul. And so he kind of lives in spirit form with Dr. Voodoo. And when you're fighting against Dr. Voodoo, you're fighting his brother, brother Daniel as well. And so like he'll put curses on you with Dr. Voodoo. So it's like you're fighting two mystic characters at the same time when you fight one.
That's some necromancer type.
Well, it's not. He's like physically there, but he's kind of spiritually there. And it's crazy.
But, yeah. Like,
We must go on the quest to avenge my brother. You have my sword. You have my bow. And you have your brother. Like, what? No, what?
But yeah, the theory I've been hearing lately about Shang-Chi.
What, the Shang-Chi theory?
Yeah.
Have you heard of the Shang-Chi theory?
There's a theory for everything these days.
There is.
Theories are like cancer these days. What doesn't give you a theory? But no, for real though. So when you see Abomination fighting Wong, well, what we think is Wong in the tournament.
But it's definitely Abomination.
Yeah, definitely Abomination. The idea is that Abomination's in there through Ross, because you know, at the end of the Hulk movie, they had him captured.
He wasn't
Ross
would
have had him. And so they think they're using him, and then Wong is entered on his own. Because the tournament is about the winner would get the 10 rings or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, Shang-Chi is in there
what
as well.
What would Abomination do at the 10 rings?
Well, no, he's not. It's not for Abomination. Once he wins, then Ross gets the rings, you know. But Abomination's his entry, you know what I mean?
Okay.
And then Wong's there because it's a mystical threat. And then they could get the 10 rings and hide it at the Sanctum. And then, of course... Shang-Chi is there because that's his legacy. And
that's course, his birthright.
He's
going
to win it at the end of the movie, of course.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I'm excited to see it, though.
Yeah. I mean, it's gonna be something different. It's going to be like the first new character that we get to see from since 2008.
Yeah, yeah. With his own movie. Anyway.
With his own movie. Yeah. I mean, because Black Widow... I mean, it answered a few questions, like from Avengers, when she was talking to Loki when he was like captured in that like that tube that could drop at any time.
Yeah,
and Loki was talking about all these things like, oh, you got
and
blood,
Draco's
blood
daughter.
Yeah. We were like, what the heck does that mean? So Black Widow did answer a bunch of those questions.
I think,
and we found out what Budapest was about.
I think what Black Widow really answered for me was the rest of the world. So with Marvel acquiring all of Fox's properties now, the idea is how are you going to get the Fantastic Four to be there? How are you going to get the X-Men to be there when someone like Wolverine supposedly has been there since, like, what, the colonial days, pretty much? Mm-hmm. Or someone like Apocalypse has been there since ancient times? How do you answer that? Well, Black Widow showed you that, okay, there are other things happening in the world that you might not have seen yet, but it happened.
Right.
And it fits into the story. And so long as they write the mutants in correctly, then you have a situation where, okay, maybe we just didn't see this happening, but it was happening all along. Kind of like the Eternals, I feel like that's what they're going to do.
Right.
They're going to sit into little gaps in the story. They'll be like, oh, okay, so this is what they were doing when this happened, and this is why you didn't see them show up. You know, that kind of thing.
Okay. They were out there killing other Celestials, but missed Ego somehow.
and then it answers the question. So, like, after seeing Black Widow, like, one of the questions would be, why didn't the Red Guardian and Elena show up for Endgame, that last battle?
Right.
But then you...
Maybe
you,
they were there. There was a lot of people.
Well, yeah, but, like, they did that little wide shot where you could kind of pick out all the characters. And it's clear that they weren't there. But then that's to say... Everybody wasn't there.
Right. I mean, they might have
been. So then when you ask, why wasn't Nova there? He was doing his own thing.
Yeah.
Why wasn't any of the X-Men there? They had their own thing.
I heard something. So we know that Captain America went back in time.
Yeah.
To return the Infinity Stones, return the hammer.
The shield.
And then, you know, get married to Peggy and all that jazz. When Red Guardian was in prison talking about, I fought Captain America, blah, 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 blah. And then that one guy was like, he was on ice. What are you talking about? Maybe he did fight Captain America.
Ah, clever.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
so
he wasn't lying. He was talking about, like, younger Captain America.
Well, I mean, I think, like, maybe he's talking about Endgame Cap.
Like, he fought that Captain America.
That was a grown, like, all the way through his storyline, then went back in time to put stuff back in place.
Right.
And then obviously he didn't come back till he was an old man Cap.
We don't know what Captain America was doing after he did all that stuff he had to do.
Exactly.
Maybe he was still doing stuff for the U.S. military at that point in time, you know?
Yeah.
So, and he was sent to stop Red Guardian, you know? So that being said, like, that happened. That scene happened before Endgame, technically, but
maybe that timeline was already in motion.
Yeah, that's interesting. I always thought of it that he was actually talking about the black Captain America.
I mean, yeah, Bradshaw. That's also a possibility.
Is that right name? Bradshaw?
Yeah, Bradshaw.
Yeah, yeah. So I thought he was talking about him because, you know, like how he said, like, he didn't say he won. He said, I used to shoot against him, push him out window, and I got away. Because, like, clearly, Bradshaw gave Bucky a handful as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Literally.
An armful. So, like, it yeah, I see that too. But I really like the idea of, like, in-game Captain America going back into the past and then fighting the Red Guardian. Meanwhile, the current Captain America, like, pre-Endgame Captain America, pre-Infinity War Captain America, is, like, busting folks out of jail, you know?
Yeah.
waiting in a random village fighting Thanos' children when they've tried to capture Vision, you know?
My thing is, though, I always feel like Endgame Cap would have been a little more flexible. And I could see him and Red Guardian actually getting along. The way they portrayed Red Guardian was kind of like he was the Captain America for Russia. But he didn't seem like a bad guy. Like, his missions were for his country. So right. You take that into account, like, was he really a
it's
bad
all about
guy?
Perspective. We've talked about this before.
Because even when he met Natasha, he's like, cap of ass. He's like a fanboy almost. He's almost like, I have respect for him. He should have respect for me. It's kind of how he took it. Like,
right.
Like, we're both Captain America, more or less. I'm Captain Russia. He's Captain America. But
Yeah, it's, I mean, it's all perspective.
Because when that one guy said that he didn't really meet Cap, you saw what happened to him. Don't push those buttons.
You know, in the comics, that guy was named Urso. In the comics, is literally a bear.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Ursa in Latin is bear or whatever. Like, something along those lines. But, yeah, that guy was literally supposed to be
a bear.
Isn't
that like the Russian animal?
Yep.
Country animal
or
something? Yeah, like so, how we have the eagle, they have a bear.
Yep.
Yeah. Speaking of mystical characters, Kang as Immortus. So we saw in Loki that Immortus is dead.
Yeah.
Because we confirmed it. That's the version of Kang that we saw was Immortus. One of the most powerful, but also the most peaceful. He just wanted order and peace and no Kangs to rise up and overthrow him. But he's dead now.
Yeah.
And if you follow the comics, you know, there's a bunch, like countless amounts, but very few hero versions. So the only other hero version I can think of right off the top is Iron Lad.
Right.
You think we're going to see him come out soon?
Possibly. I mean, I know they're trying to, like, Shuri might have something to do with it because she's the smartest next to Iron Man.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Because
when they...
Spider-Man, Hulk, well, Bruce Banner, Ms. Fantastic. Ms. Fantastic isn't there
even
yet.
Though she made Hulk look stupid in that Infinity War scene, the reality is Hulk and Iron Man thought up putting Vision together. Right. So that question that she asked Hulk was directed at both of them. And Hulk didn't have an answer, so it seems maybe Iron Man didn't either.
All right. So... And we know the Iron Heart character.
Can't wait.
Yeah. She gets her tech from Wakanda. Somewhat. Or Shuri has something to do with, like, her suit tech or whatever. So that explains Kang coming in. And, you know, the actor that they got to portray him from Wakanda.
And seeing how they're leveling up with Kang being the next big bad, the next Thanos, I would love to see Shuri become Ironheart.
Oh, yeah.
And she has a vibranium Iron Man suit with Wakanda tech. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and with, like, a little bit of Tony Stark's, like, ideas and a little bit of ideas from Spider-Man as well.
Yeah.
You think Shuri and Spider-Man are going to get along?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. I could see that happening. Because they're clearly the smartest left right now. Because Hulk is smart, but
he
doesn't make top
five.
He's more bio. Yeah,
life.
There we go. Yeah, yeah, biologically.
Yeah, but as far as, like, tech goes, sure he has it. and Spider-Man has the like the ideas, like, hey, what if we could do this?
Spider-Man has that flexible intelligence that's
right
off the charts. Like he figured out how to take Ant-Man down.
Right.
In Civil War, he figured out how to take down
the good old Star Wars wraparound.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, that's that flexible intelligence. Like, he really just used a movie to take down Ant-Man.
Yeah, yeah.
They used another movie to take down, what's this one's name? One of Thanos' children.
Ebony Maw. In space.
There we go. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We mentioned Ebony Maw a lot, actually.
Yeah, Ebony Maw is ridiculously OP in the MCU, and they just overlook it. Like, when you watch him fight Doctor Strange, when you watch him fight in the battlefield a little bit, you know, like, all his fights that he has. Yeah, and like, he is overpowered to the max. Like, I would stand to say he could beat Thanos in a one-on-one fight. No Infinity Gauntlet?
Yeah.
He's destroying
Thanos. He could do what Wanda almost did to him.
Pretty much. Now, that's a fight I want to see.
Wanda and Ebony Maw?
One-on-one. That should have been an endgame. Like, they meet on the field one-on-one right after Wanda almost killed
Thanos. Now, is this new? Is this old Wanda? Like, after Infinity War Wanda? Or Scarlet Witch Wanda?
Now, given how they early portray... Quick draw. The way they portray Ebony Maw, like, it could be any Wanda. He's going to be a fight regardless.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of people overlook is, because they showed it in Infinity War, a lot of those scenes with him and Doctor Strange are straight out of the comics. That scene where he's torturing him, they changed it a little bit, but it's straight out of the comics. Like, he was a handful for Doctor Strange in the comics. So, like, Ebony Maw is at that level. Yeah. I wanted to see more of him, to be honest. Like, for real, for real. But yeah, speaking of Kang though, so we got Erlang. Yeah, yeah. Erlang coming. I know in the comics he showed up with the new Avengers, or the young Avengers, rather.
Mm-hmm.
Where you have Kate Bishop Hawkeye, which they've already started setting that up. You have Stature, which Endgame kind of set that up. That's Ant-Man's daughter.
Okay.
What are the other ones? You have Hulkling, which he's actually a Skrull. He's a super Skrull or something like that. I don't think he's a super Skrull.
Oh, no.
But, like, he has, like, super strength, but he's a Skrull kind of character or whatever, but he looks
gamma radiation.
He looks like Hulk.
They put a super soldier serum in a Skrull. Oh, no.
Whoa, no. Then, of course, Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Was kind of part of the Young Avengers. He's, like, Spider-Man fits into the age gap between Avengers and Young Avengers, so he's part of both groups sometimes. And then Iron Lad joins that group and tries to prepare them for Kang, who will be coming in the 31st century.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, yeah. Really, really crazy stuff. So which Kang do you think you're most excited to see?
I'm excited to see Pharaoh Kang.
Pharaoh Kang,
Pharaoh Kang, yeah. Because we would get some, we might get some apocalypse lore in that.
That's what I was about to say. I want to see a Kang series, just like they're doing Loki.
Yeah.
Go ahead and, like, do your movies, because he's going to be Quantumania, and then run it all the way through. And once he's quote-unquote defeated, because it's an infinite version of him, you can do a Kang series. And now you go back and see Immortus's full story.
Mm-hmm.
You see the Pharaoh Kang,
yeah.
And he has to fight against Apocalypse.
That would be
epic! Oh, my gosh. Because, like, in the comics, I think the Pharaoh Kang showed up when Kang went back to ancient Egypt, and he conquered ancient Egypt. But then when Apocalypse came to power, Apocalypse was the first mutant, one of the strongest mutants. He mixed his mutant power with mysticism, Egyptian mysticism and magic. Then he added Kang's future tech to that. That's why Apocalypse is so unstoppable. He actually defeated Kang in his timeline and then sold his tech. So, like,
and
I
Wanda,
would love to see that.
Wanda already set up mutants.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who knows? I mean, she was the second Big Bang. So
that's who else is in the Young Avengers? Quicken and Speed.
Oh, yeah.
Quicken and. Yeah.
Wicken.
Quick, I put them together.
Quicken.
Ain't no attack service.
Release the Quacken.
Release the Quicken.
Now, all this to say, we were talking about a lot of, you know.
A lot of what if scenarios.
What if scenarios. Are you excited for the What If series coming out this Friday?
Yes, on the 11th, right?
9th.
9th. There we go. Oh, all my days fused together.
Look, same. Kids. Kids.
Yeah. What if there were no kids?
Thanos missed my kids when he snapped.
So I have this whole concept I'm seeing, just piecing together what I see from the trailers of What If.
Yeah.
I think what's going to happen, because in the comic books, they had a What If series that was like, what if the Avengers were zombies?
And so the zombie series. Avengers.
And then you have a few heroes and villain mix.
The zombies that ate Galactus.
Yeah. But then in that comic, they escape their universe eventually.
Oh.
First, they eat Galactus, then they get out into space, and then they get out of their universe and kind of weed into others, slowly eating them. So I feel like the What If series is going to be kind of based in that. So as they go to the different realities, these zombies are kind of like spilling over.
We saw like 2 seconds of zombies. There's a lot more. Peggy Carter being Captain America.
This is what backs me to it. So in the What If series, you see a lot of Doctor Strange, Peggy Carter, and Spider-Man.
You
do. Right?
You see.
And when you look at the toy releases, that's where you get all the secrets. The Spider-Man What If toy is called a Zombie Hunter Spider-Man.
Huh.
So it implies that he might be traveling to the different What If timelines, tracking these zombies back down. And that trailer that we just watched, the last trailer, it even showed Spider-Man trying to web up a Scarlet Witch that was in full red energy form. A lot of people say that might have been the zombie virgin Scarlet Witch that he was trying to take down.
Man. I'm just excited to see T'Challa as a Star-Lord.
Yeah.
Like, the Guardians being in New York instead of the Avengers. Like,
I'm just ready to see
Killmonger.
Yes.
With Killmonger. The Black Panther suit. I'm ready to see Loki with his, like, actually being on the throne of Asgard.
But this is what I'm saying. All right, so think about Killmonger's storyline. Because what it showed in the trailer, apparently he shows up and saves Iron Man. So Iron Man never got kidnapped. But that doesn't stop Iron Man from making the Iron Man suit, clearly. Like, he's still probably making it.
Yeah.
So what do you think happens? Because Killmonger had a philosophy of Wakanda sharing their tech, sharing vibranium.
Oof.
And he's friends with Iron Man.
Yeah.
That's some other level.
That's going to be great. It's going to answer all our what if questions. What if?
All I want to know,
except Doctor Strange is still Doctor Strange. So
I just want to see Spider-Man with the cape, the
Doctor Strange cape. Man, if Spider-Man can actually fly.
What do you do with a flying spider?
Run? This ain't Australia.
Oh,
oh my god, they got spiders in Australia that can kill like snakes. Like,
damn.
Yes. Yes.
What do you watch at night?
Bunch of Indian dudes building houses in the middle of a forest.
What?
Don't worry about it. Anyway. Quick draw.
Pow. All
right, Chris. I got one for you.
Okay.
Who would you hire as a babysitter to watch your kids? All right. We got Ralph Boner.
Okay.
We got Casey from the TVA. The guy that Loki was like, I'm gut you like a fish. He's like,
what's a fish?
Yeah.
Okay.
We got Casey, and then we got Zemo. Who do you be?
Oh, my God. The lesser of three evils, huh? I think, like, Ralph Boner might be the best bet. At least he got super speed to keep up with the kids.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
But Zemo is going to have them on some evil over the top.
You get home and the kids are trying to overthrow your regime.
and at the end of the day, can you trust a man with your kids if he doesn't know what a fish is? Like,
Look. He had the Infinity Stones in one spot.
It wasn't even like just the Infinity. He had multiple versions of all the stones.
Yeah.
Just in a drawer. Just like,
You think Casey is secretly the Watcher? And the TVA came and were like, nope. Don't need you. Come with us.
Oh, man.
So you would give it the Ralph Boner?
Yeah.
Quicksilver.
Yeah,
variant Quicksilver.
least he's good with the kids.
Yeah. What you got?
All right, quick draw. Pew. Since we talked about this a few episodes back, you mentioned Killer Croc and King Shark.
Yeah, I did.
In a versus, who you got?
Killer Croc and King Shark. Well, no, they're both.
If you need a little context.
Yeah, give me. They're the same. They're almost the same character.
Yeah. So in the comic, which we had on our last post even, there's a scene where Shark comes across Killer Croc.
Mm.
And Shark's first statement is, "Oh, I see you another one of Amanda Waller's puppets."
Yeah.
And Croc goes, "I'm not a puppet, and I don't think we have any beef." And then King Shark goes, "Well, who said anything about beef? I've never tasted Croc before."
Well, I mean, real world knowledge. Crocodiles have like a stronger bite force than great white sharks. And honestly, I feel like Killer Croc is like way smarter than King Shark.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, wasn't he?
But that doesn't necessarily work to his advantage.
I mean, yeah.
And once they get into a tussle, like a brute King Shark force? Might just be too.
Look, I mean, too wild and brutal. I would say if Killer Croc keeps the fight on land, then Killer Croc takes it.
Okay.
If they get into the water, King Shark takes it.
Yeah.
So it depends on where the fight is, and how much moisture is in the air. Because I don't know. If this fight happens in the middle of the desert, Killer Croc is gonna take it. You know. I mean, crocodiles just do better on land. Period.
Got it. So we got pretty much a draw because it's based on environment.
Right. Yeah, it's really based on the environment.
All right, they're both free falling from the sky.
I mean, if Killer Croc manages to turn King Shark upside down, he wins. Sharks stop breathing when they're upside down.
There you have it.
That's a fun biology lesson for
and
you all.
Okay, and so that changes the fight a whole nother level, though.
Yeah.
Because then, like...
Even in the water.
Most crocs and even alligators, normally when they bite, if you don't...
They start
if that
spinning.
Body part doesn't come off, they spin. So he definitely turned them upside down at some point.
At some point, yeah. So, I mean, it happened in the Flash. It did happen in the Flash.
Yeah.
Oh, man, they had this one episode. It was King Shark versus Gorilla Grodd. And all the Flash in the game could do was watch. Like, Gorilla Grodd was going crazy. And they were like, "What do we do? We can't stop Gorilla Grodd." And they were like, we just got to find someone stupid enough where Gorilla Grodd's powers won't work. And they've called in King Shark.
I remember that episode.
It was great. It was a good episode.
All right. Well, I got one for you, Roscoe.
All right.
So, we got a triathlon.
Well, the Olympics.
Yeah.
Now, they're happening.
Who wins? Who's silver? Who's bronze? We'll start off with just DC characters. So, we got Wonder Woman, Superman, the new Aquaman, who's super strong and invulnerable, not the old school Aquaman, and the Flash.
All right. So when you say triathlon, biking, running, swimming,
yep. Who's got biking?
Who has biking? I feel like Superman would break the damn bike.
Well, we just assume that equipment can handle their
okay.
Because I was gonna say Flash.
Okay,
with
okay.
The tires
well,
would melt.
The biking comes down to Superman and the Flash. So, really, I mean, unless Superman decides to, like, laser beam one of the tires off of the Flash, then the Flash takes it.
Well, I mean, in Flash's defense, you know, I'm a Flash fan. So, Superman laser beams Flash's tire, but while he's melting the tire, Flash grabs that tire, switches it to Superman's bike, and switches his good tire
he
back
could.
To his bike.
He could. He really could.
And now Superman has flattened his own tire.
Yeah, he could.
But let's assume they're playing fairly.
Let's assume they're playing fairly. I'll still give it to the Flash.
Because if they're playing with cheat codes, like,
yeah,
then I would give it to Aquaman, to be honest. Because everybody else is going to be fighting. He's just going to walk across the finish line. He didn't even know how to ride a bike. He's going to walk it across the finish line.
All right. So in the bike race, Flash, Superman, Wonder Woman, in that order. Aquaman, no. Now, swimming, Aquaman's taking gold, clearly. Second place would be the Flash.
Okay.
Third place, Superman. Wonder Woman is not winning a lot of these.
let's back this up, because I want to explain to our listeners why Wonder Woman didn't win swimming. She's been stuck on an island for the majority of her life, and she never swimmed off of it. She clearly is not ready for
she
that.
She clearly didn't watch Moana.
Superpowers, and you didn't swim away.
She did not watch Moana. Return the heart of defeat. All right, what event we got next? What, a javelin toss?
That's okay. Yeah.
That Wonder Woman might take silver.
Yeah, cause that's like her culture, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
It's
yeah.
like her thing.
Third place would be Aquaman.
Third place, I still put Aquaman. What? Well,
Superman's gonna launch a trident into space, though.
You know what I'm saying? Like, imagine Flash at maximum speed.
Ran around the world and then let go.
And let go. Like,
well, dang. How'd you put it that way? Okay, okay. Everybody has to stay in the stadium, all right?
or Deb, I just see Flash do it like you used to do with the Wii remote. And she, like, just quick shake it and let go and pew.
Yeah, yeah, he can. I mean,
because with Flash, it would all be about timing. If he let go at the right point, if he has good form, he's gonna destroy.
I mean, he could run around the track.
Yeah, like, even thinking about like,
but I mean, if he runs around the track, he might open up a portal to the Speed Force, and that's no good for anybody at that point.
Yeah.
So yeah, gold in the spear throwing, gold Superman. Silver Aquaman, bronze
Wonder Woman.
Bronze Wonder Woman. Because they would have to disqualify the Flash from that.
That's what I'm thinking, like, just think about, like, I see the Flash win a lot of those. Like, if his bike doesn't get destroyed, he's definitely winning a bike race.
Oh, yeah. They would have to find a bike that can handle the Speed Force.
If you allow him to run on top of the water, he might catch Aquaman on that one.
Yeah, yeah.
Because underwater, nobody's beating Aquaman. I get that. But, like, if you let Flash run on the water, then it's less resistance.
He's done.
Yeah. And then what was it? The javelin and, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if they're running on land, it's clearly the Flash. Like,
oh, yeah. Gosh. Who would win it? Who would win a ping ball?
That
yeah, because I mean, it's an Olympic sport.
Yeah, it's not too far for them to move in that one.
Exactly.
So Flash's speed is kind of not as much of an advantage. And then you talk about like the power of Superman or Wonder Woman.
They would just be losing points because they would just be hitting them off the table.
Well, not necessarily. If they could maintain that control, because that's the same thing. Like that ball is coming at you with such force and speed. Even if you catch it. You got to be to hold your dang on racket enough to hit it back.
Like, right, right.
It might break your arm when it hits you.
Or at least like a hole goes through the dang. No. The ping pong ball would just like explode on the paddle because.
Like, I don't know. I just see like Superman just destroying in Pong. And then at the end of it, he has to face off against Forrest Gump. And he's just like that wall that Forrest has played against.
No.
Remember he played against the wall by himself?
Yeah.
That's Superman. He's like going to hold his chest out and the ball's just hitting his body. No matter where you hit it, he's just there blocking it back at you. Like,
God, Forrest Gump. We talked about that last pod. Like, it's a good movie.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
one of my favorites, honestly. So, Chris, who you got for a comic release? Relief. Comic relief.
Comic release? Relief?
Relieve?
I'm relieved that the comic is relieved. Relieved?
I don't know.
But yeah, so for my comic relief today, I got Comic Art World. It's comic_art_world. And just pulling it up, it has a lot of good comic art in there, mostly DC, but a little bit of Marvel, a little bit of extra stuff that you see off the side, some alternate characters and different stuff like that. But definitely a lot of cool art. Some of it's a little bit risque, like when you're looking at Harley Quinn and Poison Ivy. But definitely, like, everything is really well done, really sharp, a lot of art to show. Looks like they shout out some other artists as well up here.
Hey. So,
really cool.
Cool, cool, cool.
Who you got for a comment relief?
Chainsaw Man is coming. He's a lawyer that has chainsaws for hands and a head. Lawyer by day, Crime Stopper by night. But okay, you don't want to be stopped by him because you ain't making it out.
So are the chainsaws always going? And if not, how does he start it if his hands and his head are chainsaws?
They just start up with anime. With anime rules.
Movie magic. Got
movie
it.
Magic. Yeah.
He gets mad. They start up.
Not really. But we're finally getting to see the series come to life. I mean, it already started in Japan a few months ago. But we're getting to see it in the States in October of this year. The writer is called Tatsuki Fujimoto. So that's who I'm shouting out. Chainsaw Man is great. I've read the first few chapters, and it's one of the best things I've read recently, other than Shaman King and DBZ Super. Oh, my God. I just remembered. Vegeta got a new form.
Oh, man.
Vegeta got a new form. But that's for next time. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Leisure Powers at the Door. Whoa, you had something?
Wait a minute. Vegeta got it, like a form at the DMV or?
No.
You fill out child custody form for Trunks?
No, Piccolo did.
I've always thought, like, is Trunks really Yamcha's?
He doesn't have the widow's peak. Trunks does not have the widow's peak.
And then he takes a serum to become a Super Saiyan.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Leave Your Powers at the Door. I'm your host, the Roscoe, with my co-host, Chris.
And remember to get your powers up at the way out the door.
Pick them up.
Pick them up. Piccolo?
Piccolo?
No! Remember to pick your powers up on the way out the door. Cue
the who?
The band.
Oh, yeah. Them.